Blog Talk Radio.
Study show. A study show where we study the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, and we keep a pulse on his people, his ancient ones, to have some idea of what mistakes our ancient ones made that we continue to make and keep us in this captivity as we speak. You know, I was thinking before we get started in our studies in Yahushua, some of you call it Joshua, chapter 16. The further allotment of the land to the different tribes. What to say in a contemporary matter? But if so much is going on universally as we speak, it just fires all over the place. Palestine, Sudan, Eritrea, North and South Korea, Ukraine, and so on and so forth. And also you have the guy named Santos in office. That's, he's just a liar. He's lying about everything, anything, as far as that is concerned. He's lying about every and anything. I mean, the guy caught red-handed. Instead of throwing his hands up in the air just like he don't care, He continues to the onslaught of trying to pursue justice when there is no justice in this individual. So you must be cognizant of everything that's going on locally, nationally, and internationally. And that's a prime reason why you need the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. One prime reason. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. My brother Cartier from New York City and my sister Abby are from New York City. They are right along with me presenting these lessons, these lifelong lessons, because that's what they are, lifelong lessons of what we're studying them. And although it may sound redundant at times, but it's necessary. Redundancy is necessary. So if we appear to be redundant and you think you've heard it, keep studying. It's true. Cartrell and Sister Aviat loves the Most High, along with the other fellow students, with all their heart, mind, soul, and strength, and their brothers and sisters as themselves, as should be, as all be, as all of us should, as far as that is concerned. So without further ado, let me bring Brother Cartrell on. Brother Cartrell, may the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Bless you, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. All praise, honor, and glory to the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. For the Yam Shufari, Sister Abiyah, Sister Nisanya, all the Israelite family that's out there, and strangers that's out there too. Shalom. May the Most High bless y'all. How y'all doing?
Doing okay, big brother. How you doing? How's the family?
Everybody's well. Praise Yah. Give thanks and praise. Life, health, and strength. But, yeah, man. What you say is true.
Yeah, the evidence speaks for itself, Roger. The evidence speaks for itself.
Yes, sir. We just got to give thanks and praise to the Most High for life, health, and strength, for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that he gives us, and got to stand on that. We got to be able to teach our children, teach our people, wake them up. And if it's redundant, that's a good thing. Because redundancy, when I was in that B-75 martial arts class, you couldn't throw enough punches to perfect the punch. You couldn't do enough sit-ups and jumping jacks in order to build your strength and flexibility up. So redundancy is a good thing. And if this is redundant, that means you got it, right? You should have it if it's redundant. You should know it.
Exactly.
So we're hoping that redundancy gets you to know and understand that we're on a path of wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and the path of righteousness, because that's the thing that's going to preserve your soul. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. Thank you, brother. So without further ado, let's change to chapter 16 of Yehoshua. And therein we find that, it's the 17th chapter. And you'll find the other half tribe of Manasseh. It's a lot Islam, but in the next series of study lessons, Ephraim and Manasseh had the issue with the land allotment. Let's find out. There was also a lot for the tribe of Manasseh, but he was the firstborn of Joseph, namely for Machar, the firstborn of Manasseh, the father of Gilead, because he was a man of war. Therefore, he was given Gilead and Bashan. And there was a lot for the rest of the children of Manasseh according to their families. For the children of Abiezer, the children of Heklah, the children of Israel, the children of Shechem, the children of Hefer, the children of Shemidah, these were the male children of Manasseh, the son of Joseph, according to their families. Zelophehad, the son of Hefer, the son of Gilead, the son of Machar, the son of Manasseh, had no sons, but only daughters. And these were the names of their daughters, Mahla, Noah, Hakla, Meshah, Terzah. And they came here before Eleazar, the high priest, before Yehoshua, the son of Nun, before the rulers, saying, Yah committed Moses to give us an inheritance among our brothers. These sisters talking. Therefore, according to the commandment of Yah, he gave them an inheritance among their father's brothers. 10 shares fell to Manasseh besides the land of Gilead and Bashan, which were on the other side of the Jordan, because the daughters of Manasseh received an inheritance among his sons. The rest of Manasseh's son had the land of Gilead. The territory of Manasseh was from Asher to Michmelah, their lies east of Shechem. The border went along south to the inhabitants in Tapua, and Manasseh had the land of Tapmatua. But Tapmatua on the border of Manasseh belonged to the children of Ephraim. And the border descended to the brook Kenon, southward to the brook. These cities of Ephraim were among the cities of Manasseh. The border of Manasseh was on the north side of the brook, and it ended at the sea. Southward was Ephraim's, northward it was Manasseh's, and the sea was its border. Manasseh's territory was adjoining Asher, the tribe of Asher on the north, and Issachar on the east, and Issachar and Asher. Manasseh had been Shean, its towns, Abblim, and its towns, inhabitants of Dor, its towns, the inhabitants of Endor, its towns, the inhabitants of Tanakh, its towns, and inhabitants of Megiddo, its towns, three hilly regions, yet the children of Manasseh could not drive out the inhabitants of these cities. But the Canaanites were determined to dwell in that land. And it happened, when the children of Israel grew strong, that they put the Canaanites to forced labor. They were told to put them out, not put them to forced labor, but did not utterly drive them out, as they were told by Yah. More land for Ephraim and Manasseh. Then the children of Joshua spoke to Yehoshua, saying, "Why have you given us only one lot and one share to inherit us, since we are a great people, in so much as Yah has blessed us until now?" So Yehoshua answered them, "If you are a great people, then go up to the forest country, put your money where your mouth is, so to speak, and clear a place for yourself in the land of the Petharites and the giants, since you're a great people, since the mountain of Ephraim are too confined for you," sort of in a sarcastic way. So, but they made the acknowledgement they were great. Yehoshua says, "Show me how great you are. Put your money where your mouth is." There it is. But the children of Yehoshua said, Joshua, "The mountain country is not enough for us. And all the Canaanites who dwell in the land of the valley have chariots of iron." They had an excuse. "Both those who are of Bethlehem and its towns and those who are of the valley of Jezreel." Yehoshua spoke to the house of Joseph, to Ephraim and Manasseh, saying, "You are a great people and have great power. You should not have only one lot. The mountain country shall be yours. Although it is wooded, you shall cut it down, put them to work, and its farthest stitch shall be yours, as far as you cut down, far as you go. For you shall drive out the Canaanites, though they have iron chariots and are strong." So even though he was being sarcastic at one point, he was being sincere as another. He said, "Yeah, I know y'all great. Y'all got it like that. And to motivate them, y'all can drive out those Canaanites and those giants. And your limitations to what extent your land is based upon you, your connection with Yah, and putting in the work." See, a lot of people try to be connected with Yah by lip service only. So, but he acknowledged they had the means, but exercise the means. Take as much land as extent and drive out those chariots, those steel chariots, and those iron chariots, and drive out those giants. I know you can do it. So even though he was being sarcastic at the first beginning, He acknowledged the fact they had the means and they had to just put it to use and exercise it. If you want more, take more. That's what he's saying. There is no limitation on what you can take. Trotrail, praise Yah and bless his holy name. What say you, brother?
All praise to the Holy One of Israel, Yah Sufari. You broke it down to us like he's 4 years old.
Thank you very much, brother.
Yes, sir. And the fact that Yehoshua had to embolden his own tribe, his own brothers, his own family members,
right,
to take steps that he knew what was within them.
Right.
They just didn't have the courage like Caleb. Mm-hmm. Caleb like had to remind Yehoshua, like, you remember what Yah promised me in the land that he promised me to put our steps on, that he promised me that particular land. Let me go do that. The Anakim, I'm going to chase them out.
Right.
And Yehoshua said, go ahead and do it, brother. All power to you. Do it.
Exactly.
Now here we go. Yehoshua's own tribe, his own family. And they think they can pull that card. They think they're going to make it easy. Well, there's not enough land for us, brother. You from our tribe. Like, you know, give us a little more.
Right.
And Yehoshua's like, yo, you got all the land before you.
Mm-hmm.
And just like Caleb and the house of Yehuda, the tribe of Yehuda, go do what they did.
Mm-hmm.
Take the land that's before you. And that's what a good leader does. He emboldens his troop, right? You're a military man. It's the generals that get out there and get that speech to fire you up in order for you to conquer your enemy.
Exactly.
And that's what he did. He gave them words like, yo, I'm telling you, you could do it. Don't have doubts in yourself. Most I've given you the power. You got the might. Go do it.
Exactly.
You want it? Go do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the same message to us today, y'all. So it's the same message today. Because Yah always prepares a table for the nation of Israel, even in the presence of our enemy.
Exactly.
What do we have to do? What do we have to do?
Well,
you have to go take it.
Right, you have to take it.
It ain't going to just drop out the sky and be handed to us by osmosis.
Exactly.
We have to put forth the effort in order to attain what we want. What do we want? We want freedom and independence from what? Universal white racist supremacy. How are we going to get it? It ain't going to drop out the sky. Oh, no. What we got to do, Yahshua?
You got to put in the work.
Got to go get it.
You got to go get it.
Yes, sir.
Just to simply want something and put no effort and initiative in what you want is hard. That's in any respect. And like I said, he was being sarcastic to his brothers, but nevertheless, he knew he knew who they are. He knew who they were. He knew their capabilities. And so he was sort of pushing them in a way. I mean, your land allotment is limitless. You can have all that, but ain't nothing free in life. You got to put in some work for it. Like you said, Cartier. A lot of folks think things just fall out of the sky, just come just like that. It doesn't. Anything in life worth having, you had to put in initiative and work in order to receive those things. I mean, that's dead on that. And that's in line to whatever that is. It's true.
No question about it. And Christianity, they got you waiting for something to fall out the sky to save you.
Exactly.
All you got to do is have faith and believe in Jesus. That ain't how it works.
That ain't how it works.
It's not how it works. It ain't going to drop out the sky and just drop in your lap because you have faith and belief. No, it don't work like that.
No. It's what part you play, brother. What part?
And they had
play?
A mission, didn't they? The Most High told them to wipe out the Canaanites. That's your mission. That's your job. Wipe them out and take the land.
Right.
Now you see in this chapter, tribe of Yosef, they got reservations. Well, you didn't give us enough land for our tribe. No, you're supposed to go out and get the land enough for your tribe.
Exactly.
That's what you're supposed to do. And you can't ask me, because I'm 85 years old now. I'm 85. Joshua ain't going out there to get it for you. Oh, no. Go out there and get it for yourself. Have faith, have trust in Yah, fear not, and just do it. When, like you say, Just do it.
Just do it. It's true, brother. Right. And just that, and that's just the way it is. Just do it.
Can we do it?
Yeah, if we put in the work, the initiative, we certainly can. But you got to put in the work, brother.
Yeah, man. It's a lot of work.
Yep.
Can't shy away from the work.
No, you can't shy away from the work, brother.
And expect different results.
Exactly. Exactly. All right. Well, Cartier, you done? We done. But let's proceed to the last segment. Study in Mashal, some may call it Proverbs, chapter 23. You have the mic, big brother, you have the mic. Chapter 23 of Mashal.
All praise to the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, for his creation of our king, the wisest man that ever lived, King Solomon. Although he proved himself to be a man. Mashal 23 says, King Solomon, when you sit down to eat with the ruler, observe carefully what is before you. We know that Daniel and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did that. They said, live forever, O king. We can't eat the king's food. Nah, y'all got pork. Y'all got shrimp. Y'all got lobster. Can't eat this. Put a knife to your throat if you are given to appetite. You don't want the king to know that you're greedy, right?
Exactly.
So if the king see that you're greedy for food, what else are you greedy for?
Exactly.
That's just an aspect of your nature. You're greedy. Do not desire his delicacies, for they are deceptive food. Why? Because the king is watching you. You're just going to feed your face with everything that's on the table. No regard that the king is sitting right there watching you. Do not toil to acquire wealth. Be discerning enough to desist. What America got us doing?
Mm-hmm.
Chasing up money, 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 money. Chasing wealth. When your eyes light on it, it is gone. For suddenly it sprouts wings, flying like an eagle towards heaven. Talking about money that you're chasing. Do not eat the bread of a man who's stingy. Do not desire his delicacy. For he is like one who is inwardly calculating. He's like the king. He ain't a king, but he watching what you eating, how you eating it. And he's making a determination in regards to who you are. You will vomit up the morsels that you've eaten and waste your pleasant words. Do not speak in the hearing of a fool, for he will despise the good sense of your words. You're wasting your time when you're arguing on fool's books. They won't get it, and you're just wasting time. Do not move an ancient landmark or enter the fields of the fatherless. We know that the Western powers, they do that all the time. They have removed ancient landmarks and made them their own and renamed them and claimed them as if they're their own. For their redeemer is strong. Yeah, is strong. He will plead their cause against you. Oh, universal white racist supremacy got a lot to face. Apply your heart to instruction, which is what we do on a Real Talk for Real People show, because we're trying to be instructed by wisdom, knowledge, and understanding coming from Yah, and your ear to the words of knowledge. The more you increase knowledge, the more you know, the better your understanding will be. Which is why we go from Genesis and Malachi chapter by chapter, because we need that knowledge. Do not withhold discipline from a child. If you strike him with a rod, he will not die. No, you got to correct your children when they're out of line, but don't abuse them. If you strike him with a rod, you will save his soul from Sheol, because children don't know. If you let them act wild, they're going to be wild. So they need that rod to put him in line. My son, if your heart is wise, my heart too will be glad. And we love our children when they excel academically, and in their conduct with the people of the world. My inmost being will exalt when your lips speak what is right. And that's what you want coming from your children. You want to hear your children speak the right thing. Let not your heart envy sinners, but continue to fear of Yah all the day. Yeah, the world goes on. The beat goes on. We see the rich getting richer, the poor getting poorer, the wicked having might and power. Don't worry about it. Don't envy them. But be focused on the Most High every day, all day, 365. That's where our success lies. Surely there's a future, and your hope will not be cut off as long as you focus on Yah. Hear my son and be wise and direct your heart in the way. Be not among drunkards or among gluttons, eaters of meat. For the drunkard and the glutton will come to poverty, and slumber will clothe them with rags. That speaks for itself. Listen to your father who gave you life, and do not despise your mother when she is old. Both your mother and your father gave you life, and they want the best for you. So it's important to listen to their counsel. Buy truth and do not sell it. Buy wisdom, instruction, and understanding. If it's for sale. Real talk for real people, we ain't charging nobody for truth, wisdom, instruction, and understanding. We ain't charging y'all. Who you ask y'all to give a donation to the nation of Israel, UNY, Yah will gather dot us. Give a quarter per show. That's it. Buy it. It's priceless. The father of the righteous will greatly rejoice. He who fathers a wise son will be glad in him. I'm sure my father is resting in peace with my actions because I try to walk the righteous path. I may not be perfect, but my father ain't worried about me. Let your father and mother be glad. I know my father and mother, they ain't worried about me. Let their souls rest in peace. Let her who bore you rejoice. And I hope my mother is rejoicing based on the path that I'm on. My son, give me your heart and let your eyes observe my ways. For a prostitute is the deep pit and an adulteress is a narrow well. She lies in wait like a robber and increases the traitors among mankind. Because when you sleep with another man's wife, you're a traitor. You don't want nobody sleeping with your wife. You become a traitor to mankind when you sleep with another man's wife. Who has woe? Who has sorrow? Who can that be? That's most of our people. We have woe and sorrow. Who has strife? Oh, we got strife too. Who has complaining? And that's all you hear in the hood, people complaining. Who has wounds without cause? And Muhammad Ali said it best. He said, every sister and brother that you see has wounds, spiritual wounds that hasn't been healed. Who has redness of eyes? And they mock our people because our eyes are red. Those who tarry long over wine, those who go to try to mix wine, that's what we do. To try to kill our pain, the pain that we've suffered at least for 400 years. Do not look to wine, at wine when it's red, when it sparkles in the cup, when it goes down smoothly, and it bites like a serpent, it stings like an adder. Your eyes will see strange things, and your heart will utter perverse things. That's what happens when you let alcohol take over. You will be like one who lies down in the midst of the sea, like one who lies on the top of a mast. They struck me, you will say, but I was not hurt because you're so messed up in the head you can't even feel no pain. They beat me and I ain't even feel it. That's what happens when you're drunk. You feel it the next day when you sober up. When shall I wake? I must have another drink. And our people are afflicted with addictions, whether it be alcohol or whether it be drugs, to mask our pain, to stop the sorrow, to stop the woes that we feel, to stop the strife and the complaining that we feel each and every day. But we have to know the cause of it all. We've abandoned Yah and that's why we suffer. So we have to turn back to the Most High to cure these wounds that we have, because he is the one that has wounded us because we have abandoned him. So hopefully these words of wisdom from our King will put us on the right path, and may the Most High bless us so that our wounds are healed. May he bless our nation, because our nation needs blessings, especially from the Most High. All praise, honor, and glory to the Holy One of Israel. We love y'all. Shalom. Praise y'all.
Praise y'all. We love y'all. Cartier, you're so correct, brother. We're used to wearing masks of different kinds to hide our insecurities. Instead of coming clean with our insecurities before y'all, we like to wear masks. We like to pretend. But even that being said, those masks soon or later become transparent. And they can't hold up wearing the mask by virtue of alcohol, drugs, women, men, violence, not being corrected, so on and so forth. We like to wear masks because we're not honest. You have to be honest with yourself, because you can't deal with folk that ain't honest. A person has to take an honest evaluation of oneself and be honest in that evaluation. But if you're simply lying to yourselves and one another, you'll never be honest about your shortcomings. You can't have an honest relationship with Yah. And that's the gist of the culture. We used to wear in masks. And we used to point the finger at other people instead of pointing the finger back at us. Therein lies our shortcomings. One must deal with oneself, Cartier, instead of being honest with oneself, because you're not hurting anyone else but yourself in the final analysis. So a person can wear that mask through alcohol, through drugs, through women, and through men. But at the end of the day, that mask had to come off. And that mask do slip every now and then. And you come quite transparent to the people that you're dealing with, and they can see the slippage. So stop wearing the mask. Let the Most High see the real you. Let people that you deal with see the real you. Then you won't have to be putting that mask back on and blaming folks for seeing the mask slippage. Because we all make mistakes, truth be told. But a person must be honest with oneself. If you can't be honest with oneself, you can't be honest with no one else. It's just that simple. Cartier is so correct in that aspect, as far as Yah word is concerned. Because once you do an honest self-evaluation, you can make some determinations, correct determinations. But if you can't do a correct evaluation, the outcome is going to be more of the same. It's true. Come clean with Yah. Come clean with yourself. That's the only way this works. Come clean with Yah. Come clean with yourself. Be honest to Yah. Be honest to yourself. Therein, the redundancy of it, you'll soon collect some valuable information. You'll be able to see what Yah said. Otherwise, you'll remain that fool, can't be told nothing. Cartier just mentioned it. When like on Fool's Book, I call it that, in life in general. When you tell a wise man something, they happy. They want to hear. Yeah, that's cool. I'm good with that. You tell a fool something, they're with you all day long. They don't want to hear. They'll despise you. So stop wasting your time on Facebook and with people in your lives that simply want. What did Yah say? When you find a person to be a fool, keep it moving. Because otherwise, they're going to despise you. And the wisdom that the Most High has accorded you, that they accord anyone. And it's not hard, people. It's not rocket science. It's power packed. It's Yah. And it's true. Brother Cartier, what's your commentary and our comments or shalom's or good nights or goodbyes?
All praise to the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who saw the dilemma we would be in as a nation, as a people. And we don't have psychologists that would help us, do we?
No.
King Solomon was a psychologist.
He was. the greatest.
And if we reflect on his words, like I did when I was young, on King
right.
David and King Solomon, it brought me out of the monstrosity that you always speak of that our people are in, Yanso. We're
That's
a monstrosity. What else you call us? It brought me out of the madness because I grew up in the streets of Harlem.
Right.
My brother got caught up, my older brother, my older sister got caught up in the streets.
Right.
And for me, it was food, Proverbs, and Psalms.
Wait,
I ate the food that my mother cooked. I was reading them Psalms and Proverbs. And even, you know, the gluttony part of myself, I was able to conquer.
Well, you kept at it, bro. You kept at it.
Oh, yeah.
One day in particular, you probably reading something in Moshaw, Proverbs, and you saw about the overuses of eating. So you kept at it. You got to keep at it, bro. Don't let nobody...
Especially the part we read tonight. If you're sitting before a king and you can't control yourself, you want to eat all the food that's on the table, it's a trap because the king is watching you.
Well, he couldn't get me country because I don't eat like that. I eat a little bit of this, a little bit of that, none of that, and this. I just eat a little bit of something on my plate. I'm done. You know what I mean?
And some things, like in the book of Daniel, some things the king present you can't eat. Like, little ever a king, I just can't eat this.
I just can't eat this. Give me some more of that water.
Yeah.
Yeah, give me some more. Yeah, I can't do no more. Can't do no better than that. I'm good.
There you go.
These peas taste tasty. You got any poke in these peas? Oh, you don't? Well, give me another heaping of them peas.
Listen, you got to piece these things together. So reading Psalms and Proverbs, you got to know about Daniel. You got to know about Joseph.
Right.
And you got to piece these things together and reflect on what your actions are going to be, how you're conducting yourself.
Right.
King Solomon makes us reflect on ourselves. Don't point the finger at nobody else. Look at yourself. That's why these words are therapeutic.
Exactly.
We may not have psychologists that's trying to help us out, but we do have King Solomon and King David.
Exactly. Praise God.
Praise God.
Bless his holy name, Katya.
And bless his holy name.
Fellow students, I know it's been a pleasure for me, and I suspect it's a pleasure for Katya to bring to you Yah's word. It's an enjoyment to study right along with you, to learn right along with you, because although we are teachers, we're students also at the same time. So while we're teaching, we're learning. It's a give and take relationship. And we're grateful to be in this position to bring to you Yah's word. And we're humble in doing so.
Iron sharpens iron.
Iron sharpens iron. You got to be the like kind to be like kind. If you ain't like kind, you can't sharpen like kind. It's true. I didn't say it, y'all did. Iron sharpens iron. Kind sharpens kind. And that's the way it is. If you ain't on the same, you ain't on the same kind, it's gonna be some friction. Oh, it's true. You better believe it. But praise Yah. Bless his holy name. Thank you, fellow students. Thank you, Brother Cartier. And most importantly, thank you, Yah, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, and bless your holy name. And please, Yah, bless us back. Praise you. Bless you. Brother Cartier, what say you, my brother, in closing?
Bless Yah, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. May the words of our mouth and meditations of our heart be acceptable to you, O Yah, our rock and our redeemer. May he who makes peace in high places make peace for us and for all Yisrael, no matter where we are. That's my prayer, Yah. We love Yah, Yisrael. We love you, Yah. May the Most High blessings as we bless you, Yah.
Praise Yah.
Praise
Shalom
God.
And good night.
Hey, stand in a circle of peace. of society. The children are guilty, no. Stand in the circle of peace.
Peace.